guys from Legally Blonde. That's the new show opening up on this Friday?
This Friday, May 16th.
This Friday at the Racine Theater Guild. What's her name?
Elle Woods.
Elle Woods. Yeah, we all saw the movie originally with Reese Witherspoon. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't a musical. This is the Broadway musical.
Yes.
And with me today is Jocelyn Fish, Director of Marketing and Development over at the Racine Theater Guild. And look at this. We have one of the actresses in the show.
We do.
Megan Benson, one of the 12 Bensons that are working on this production.
Yes.
And which character do you play?
I play Vivian Kensington.
Now, who is she in the show?
She is kind of the mean one. She's not very nice to Elle, but she does have some great character development at the end and befriends Elle.
But you're the villain.
I am, sort of. There's a couple villains.
There are actually a couple villains, yeah.
There's always villains in these shows.
Yes.
This is the one. I remember when this ran at the Palace Theater on Broadway for a long time, Legally Blonde. And so this opens up. Give us a little rundown on the show. For people who haven't seen the original movie, I'm sure it stays close to the original, right?
It does. It does. So Elle is dating the love of her life, Warner Huntington III.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember
that. She's very convinced that he's going to propose, and he actually breaks it off with her to go to Harvard Law because she's not serious. She's not marriage material on his path in life. And so she decides to win him back. She's also going to go to Harvard Law, even though a lot of people would not expect her to because she's blonde. She loves pink. She got her degree in fashion merchandising. So she studies up and gets into Harvard Law and ends up just killing it out there. Like, she learns so much about herself and about what she has to offer to the world, and it's all about defying expectations. And it's a really powerful message, actually, in the middle of a very fun, bubbly musical.
May 16th through June 1st at the Racine Theater Guild. Mm-hmm. I've got the May 31st tickets.
Oh, good.
I want to make sure everybody knows their lines, all the mistakes are out of the way, and we could all enjoy the show. Actually, in 18 years, I always got the whatever weekend it was. Uh-huh. I just say every year, do it again. And I'm very lucky because we have a third seat we buy. Mm-hmm. It used to be on my mother's seat, but we still buy it. And so I have my brother and sister-in-law coming, but we only have three seats. Mm. So there's always the seat in front of us. It's mm-hmm. empty. So we buy that seat. So
there you go.
They can come to the show. I'm not going to sit in those. I got my own seat.
And you're good that you already bought that, because I will tell you that many of our shows are selling very, very well. And I think we're going to get very close to selling out on some even before we open.
Now, we're going to mention this a couple of times. When you want to buy tickets to the Racine Theater Guild, you buy them at the box office, or you can buy them at racinetheater.org.
Correct. Yes.
Any other way you buy them is not the good way to buy them.
No.
So buy them at the box office. One of the cheery volunteers will sell you the seats. And they're not that expensive. Or you can get them at racinetheater.org. The reason is because there are secondary sellers, mm-hmm. third-party sellers, and they jack up the prices
yes.
by 500%?
A huge percentage. We actually found one listing that was 2,800%.
Whoa.
There was a StubHub ticket price of $615.
That's what you pay to see Othello with Denzel Washington
the
on Broadway.
Guild, so.
Yeah, Denzel's yeah. tickets are going for that on yeah. Broadway. Whoa.
But we got calls last week even saying someone found them for $99 online. So again, like Don said, you want to make sure that you're talking to the Theater Guild, make sure you're at the Theater Guild website before you purchase
just
your tickets.
Just go to the box office.
It should only be $22. That's our highest ticket price. If it's listed more than $22, you are in the wrong place.
Yeah, whoa. I remember one of you volunteers paid the high price, mm-hmm, and that surprised mm-hmm. me that they should have known better.
Yeah, yeah. The scams are scams. They are there to trick people. You know, that's unfortunately the reality of things.
It is unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
So how long have you been doing some acting, Megan? Is this your first show with the Guild?
No, definitely not. I have been a volunteer at the Theater Guild since 2017. I was in A Christmas Carol, which is actually where I met the Bensons.
See, you're a Benson by in-law.
Yes.
You weren't born a Benson.
No, I was not.
Okay.
Yes.
But you have all the rights and privileges of a Benson.
I do. Okay. It's awesome.
All right.
And Megan's on our board, too.
Yes.
So let's see. How many shows do you think you've been in? Five?
Acting, probably five.
Yeah.
But I've been backstage mm-hmm. a whole bunch.
Now, your father-in-law is legendary at the Racine Theater Guild. I had him in here. He's legendary. He's acted and had the leads in a lot of shows over the years. How many in the Benson family are actors?
Oh. Well, in this show specifically, we have Bob, my father-in-law, my husband, my brother-in-law, and me. And those are usually the people who act. Actually, my husband doesn't usually, but we really got him in for that.
Your Amazon delivery guy, your UPS guy, the guy who delivers the mail, they're all in the show. If you had anything to do with the Benson home, you'll be in the show this year.
Yes.
Well, that's good. So if I was kidding around before we got on the air that if the Bensons get ticked off at the Guild and they decide to walk, you don't have a show.
Hey, but they love the place. I mean, the part of the reason when we talk about the theater, one of the really cool things is how people get involved. And actually, part of the reason that Bob is involved at the Theater Guild and his whole extended family is because Connor wanted to be in a production, and Connor, his son, and he came out to audition, and now they've both been involved since 2000. Well, Bob's been involved since 2005. Was Connor in that production as well?
Music Man?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Yes.
So who picked the Legally Blonde? How do you get these shows? Because I know some shows you can't get.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So we have a play reading committee that reads about 150 to 180 plays a year, depending on the year. Megan was actually chair of the play reading committee for our next upcoming season.
We'll talk about.
Yes. And so it changes every single year of who's on the committee and how we decide what we're going to do. We look at plays, we look at musicals, we look at comedies, we look at dramas, and we have a lot of discussion about if we can cast it, if we can produce it, will people come see it? And this is a show that has so much love around it because obviously everyone pretty much knows the movie, but also the musical really captures the spirit of the movie, I think, personally, and has great music and lots of fun moments.
Remember what the old theater axiom is, if you leave the theater humming a tune, you got a hit.
There you go.
Okay, we're talking to Jocelyn Fish, Director of Marketing and Development for the Racine Theater Guild, and actress Megan Benson, who's in the latest production musical, Legally Blonde. It's a short but sweet song. That'll last long, but it was good. That's from Legally Blonde. What's the name of the song? It was
So Much Better.
So Much Better from Legally Blonde. That's good. The musical coming to the Racine Theater Guild. It starts Friday, runs through June 1st. And get your tickets at, you said they're not sold out, but
they're not sold out. They're
going.
Ticket sales have picked up incredibly for this upcoming Sunday in particular. We have less than 50 tickets left. So.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So, yes, there are some shows that are very close to selling out. And it's amazing. We get people that call, you know, this week and they're like, what do you mean? You don't have seats where I want the seats. And it's like, these tickets have been on sale for a year. So, but still some available. So definitely call, visit the website, et cetera.
Well, what about that seat Rosen's not using? It used to be for his mother. Can I get that seat? No, he's using it this time.
Yeah.
Can I still get it? Can you take it away from him? You know what happened? I went to the last show you did. Mm-hmm. And I said, I want to buy those extra seats. Right. I need the extra seats. And I told him the wrong. I just pulled out the tickets without looking at them out of my pocket.
Oh.
And they said, okay, we'll give you it. So I looked at the tickets when I sat there. I said, whoa, these are for this show. I don't need the extra tickets. So I went back, and the lady who was doing the season tickets, I'll take care of it.
Yeah.
I said, well, I'm stupid. What can I tell you? I gave it I wasn't even paying attention. I don't know what was going on in my head. All right, so Legally Blonde, this played at the Palace Theater on Broadway for a long time, but it's an original musical. It's not like Oklahoma where it had revivals. This is an original. They took a hit movie without music and added music to it, which is tough to do.
Yes, it is. And again, in capturing the spirit of the movie, because the movie is so iconic. It has so much humor and so many jokes and is so quotable. And characters that we all remember, there's not only Elle Woods, but there's Paulette, the hairstylist. There's Vivian, who's kind of not a very nice person. There's Warner. There's Emmett. And then there's Professor Callahan. And, of course, the dogs, too.
Yeah, I asked you, you have real dogs in
the
show.
We do have two real dogs in this production.
Chihuahuas, a little chihuahuas?
One's a little Pomeranian, and the other is a big bulldog.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Did you paint him pink?
No. So the Pomeranian will be playing Bruiser, and then the Bulldog will be playing Rufus.
Now, in the movie, was it a Chihuahua?
It was a chihuahua.
Those little nasty dogs. My neighbor had one. They're little nasty things. She used to sneak out of the house and go in my driveway and run on pulling and bark at the front of my car.
Yeah.
And I said, get out of the way. And she would, dip, 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 little. Yeah. I had a Pomeranian, too, and they're little snappers, too. They, little yapping, snapping yeah. dogs. So yeah. I had that. So they behaved, though, during the show?
They are behaved. They've been there when working with, like, pieces of chicken as a little enticing moment to try and come on stage or stand in the right spot. And
is that how you work with your actors, too? I'll give you a chicken nugget if you do your lines right this time.
No, but, I mean, Megan's been, you guys have been rehearsing this for 3 months? Ish?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, the great thing about this production in particular is I would say it's about 50% new people and 50% people who have been at the Theater Guild before. So that makes a really great combination of people that can kind of mentor other people in how a production at the Theater Guild works, what all the roles entail, who's helping with crew, who's helping with wardrobe, and not only learning the lines, but the dances and the music and comes together.
When people audition and they're just terrible in the auditions, and it happens. I mean, nobody goes out to make a terrible audition, but it happens. Do you have trouble telling him next?
Well, I don't get to do that. That's all done.
Oh, look at you.
So, I mean, but the wonderful thing about our community theater is anyone can audition. No one has to have any experience.
But not everybody can get the part.
No, but, well, in this production, we have 28 cast members, and I think we had close to 100 people audition. So sometimes it's not even about that you're not talented. It's just what is going to work right for the show itself, too, and the chemistry between people and whose voice fits the part. And lots of different elements go into the casting process.
Well, in high school, they had no problem telling me next. I read for a part in high school. And I just, when I was reading it, I said, this is just terrible. I'm just reading a piece of paper up here. And I knew it was not going to work. And I did it. They made me the stage manager for 4 years. And
there you go.
That's what I did. It was lighting and stage.
Also a huge role.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I know. But I wanted to try out. And, you know, I'm glad I didn't get it because there's no way I'm going to remember. It was for, I think it was 12 Angry Men tried out for. There's no way I was going to remember those lines. No, I can't even remember the call letters here. I got to have it in front of me.
Right.
And I've been here 26 years, and I still can't remember the call letters. So, okay, we're going to talk about some of the... Now, this is the last show of the season.
Yes, of this 87th season.
And the new season begins when?
After July 1st.
So now, why does it start in the summer, not the fall?
That's what most theaters do.
Do they really?
It's July 1st to June 30th is our fiscal year and our season year, so...
Yeah. And you were lucky. You recovered after COVID.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of businesses did not recover.
Yes, yes.
Because I remember you canceled a lot of shows.
We did. And we were closed for over 600 days. It was a long time.
Yeah, that was a terrible time. Okay, so Legally Blonde's the last show. And we're going to talk more about the new season.
Yes.
But I want to talk about children's theater you have.
Yes.
Jean's Jazz. Let's talk about the Children's Theater. What's coming up
there? Yeah, so Children's Theater is actually, and Jean's Jazz are both done for this season.
Thanks for bringing that up.
but we do have for our RTG Limited Edition series, we do have a production still coming up in June 14th and 15th, and that is The Nanny, a Fine Parody.
I saw that on Facebook, and I didn't see it on my list here.
Oh, goodness.
Where is
we
it?
We got to get you, it's not in any of your brochures you got out here. We got to get you an RTG Limited Edition.
This
brochure.
This brochure is from 2003. Why don't I have a new one? Okay, so what production is that? That's not children's. What is that?
No, that's kind of in our, it's a comedy, any type of event umbrella. It's RTG Limited Edition. And so it is actually a drag parody of The Nanny. And so this is the third
the
year.
The TV show.
The Nanny, the TV show, yes. This is the third year we've worked with Purse Strings Productions, and they come down. They did The Golden Girls a couple years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so they're a great group to work with and have sold out each time they've been here. So we're hoping that June will have that happen again.
Friend Drescher.
Yeah.
Okay, we're talking to Jocelyn Fish from the Racine Theater Guild, Megan Benson, one of the actresses in, it's though I say actor actresses. All people are actors, right?
Yeah, both work.
If I say actor, it's not going to...
It will not offend me. No.
You're not going to storm out of here and leave. Okay.
No.
And curse on your way out. Okay, Megan Benson is here, one of the actors in Legally Blonde, the musical.
Oh, Elle. What's up? Doc?
Love.
Excuse me?
I put my faith in love.
I followed where it led.
Love led you here?
To my personal circle of hell. It has not worked out well. I wish that I were dead. Because instead of a wedding and love, I'm punking out of school, a total laughing stock. So when he and his friends get just a box, so go on, here's my head, just hit him with a rock.
Wait. Go back. You came out here to follow a man. Harvard Law was just part of that plan. Man, what rich romantic planet are you
That
from?
Is from Legally Blonde, the musical, which is opening at the Racine Theater Guild this Friday. So what is that song? What's going on there?
So shortly before this moment, Megan's character of Vivian, what did you do, Megan?
So I tell Elle that we are having a costume party. In reality, though, we are not. So she shows up in a Playboy Bunny costume to this very swanky Harvard party and kind of looks a fool.
Oh, that's mean.
Yeah, it's a mean thing to do.
Mean girls.
I don't take after my character. So.
And so she's left the party and really defeated. And this is Emmett Forrest who finds her and is kind of like, why are you so down on yourself? Like, you got to just buck up and yeah. start to study and then you'll prove who you are to the world. Like, it doesn't matter what people think of you. It's what you think of yourself.
So people just tuning in now, because in the morning people tune in and out. We're talking to Jocelyn Fish, Director of Marketing and Development for the Racine Theater Guild, Megan Benson, who's one of the actors in Legally Blonde, the musical, opening up this Friday and running through June 1st. And we're going to tell you to get tickets and everything in just a moment. We're going to talk about the new season. Let's talk about Legally Blonde. This was a regular straight movie with no music Reese Witherspoon. It was a huge hit.
Yes.
They actually had a sequel to it.
Yes.
I read the book about the weekend that it opened up. There's a whole book because it opened up. Yes. It opened up against two blockbusters. Terminator 2, and I forget what the third movie was. There were three major movies opening up, and Legally Blonde, Red, White, and Blue.
Yes.
It couldn't take, they said, what were they thinking, opening this up against Terminator 2? And I forget the third movie. It was another blockbuster movie. What were they thinking?
Yeah. Funny.
They spent all this money on publicity and putting this movie together, and they opened it up against Terminator 2. And it just got decimated. It was on a Memorial Day weekend, I think.
Or
4th of July weekend, whatever. Sure. It was a big weekend. Anyway, so the sequel didn't do well, but the movie, the original, was a big smash hit.
Big hit. And again, just an iconic movie that so many people know and so many people know parts of. And the musical does such a wonderful job of giving all the characters, I think, more depth. They have a lot stronger storylines. Vivian has a much stronger arch, I think, in the musical. Paulette's kind of lost in her life as the hairdresser and finds her way. Elle obviously finds her way. Emmett learns a bit about himself. Warner, I don't know what Warner does. Warner,
he finds his own way.
He finds his own way. Yeah, he finds out he's more of a jerk maybe than he thought he was. So
more just not cut out to be a lawyer.
Yeah.
So when are you opening The Godfather, the musical? And don't
that
laugh.
Would be quite
the
something.
Simpsons did a parody, a musical of The Godfather. And it was not bad. They had the everybody shooting their Tommy guns off and dancing at the same time on The Simpsons. It was actually not that bad.
Interesting.
So I guess you could take any movie and make it into a musical if you got the right tunes and
No Tommy guns in this one. There are there are a lot of pom poms. There are two dogs, like we talked about.
A lot of pink.
We have a golf cart that's going to be on stage. We have a lot. There are a lot of scenes in the show. So our crew is working incredibly hard, not only with the set changes and all the lights and everything like that, but lots of costumes as well. The costumes are a big part of this show.
Now, when you cast the lead in this, everyone's going to think of Reese Witherspoon because it's natural to do it when you see the original movie. Do you cast a person who reminds people of Reese Witherspoon?
It's actually better that the person doesn't try to copy how the movie portrays someone, or even how the Broadway actress portrays.
How about the looks?
I mean, obviously the person has to be blonde, but you can do that with a wig. You can do that with box braids. You can do that with however you want. I've seen lots of different productions that have just put a blonde wig on someone. And so that's the biggest thing in the scheme of what this show in particular calls for.
How many male leads are there? Is it Warner's obviously the
Warner and Emmett, and then there's Professor Callahan as well. And then
Who does her father-in-law play?
Bob Benson plays Professor Callahan, who is unfortunately not a very nice guy.
No, he's not.
Boy, the whole family's rotten to the core.
Actually, Connor, my brother-in-law, plays Emmett.
He is the good guy. Yes. Yeah.
He plays that guy, right?
Yes, yep. Yes.
Yeah, the whole family rotten to the core of this thing. All right, go ahead.
I think there is something to be said about some of the nicest people play the meanest characters, Megan,
some of the best villains in movies are some of the nicest people when you meet them in real life. They're nasty on screen. Mm-hmm. I mean, who was the guy? Ralph Fiennes. He played the horrible Nazi in Schindler's List. Yes. Just a horrible.
And Lord Voldemort.
Yeah. Bad human being, but then he plays nice roles like, you know, Quiz Show.
Sure,
he plays nice people, and he is a nice person, but that's a great actor who can make you hate him.
Yep.
Okay, let's talk about some of that. Now, if you want to get tickets to the Racine Theater Guild production of Legally Blonde, two ways to get them, and only two ways to get them. You can go down to the box office, talk to one of their cheery volunteers, and they always are cheery at the box office. And I think top ticket price is
$22. $22, yes.
That's it. And you shouldn't pay more than that. Or you can go to racinetheater.org. Mm-hmm. Don't go to a third-party seller, because if you're paying more than $22, hang up on them.
Yep.
Don't do it, because that's the top price. And there are third-party ticket sellers. It's perfectly legal what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why on Broadway, Othello with Denzel Washington and Jake Gyllenhaal, they're going for $1,000, $2,000, and that's legal to do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how. I thought ticket scalping was against the law.
It's not scalping, though, I guess, somehow or in another fashion. I don't know what the law. Someone bent the rules somewhere.
Okay. Let's talk about some of the shows coming up for the next season, which begins July 18th.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about the big shows. We have two big show-stopping musicals for the season. And those must be pretty heavy to put on. Because
they are.
Because you need... It's a lot of music you need, and you need people who can sing.
Mm-hmm. And dance, and usually lots of production elements in musicals. I mean, Legally Blonde is a good example of that. But yeah, so we have Drowsy Chaperone as our first production of season our 88th season. And actually, if anyone is interested in auditioning for that show in particular, we have auditions this Saturday and Sunday for the Drowsy Chaperone.
Now, for what type of characters? Everybody, obviously.
Everybody, yes. So it's a kind of a tribute to Golden Age musicals. It's a little bit of a parody, a little bit of a tribute, lots of kooky, fun characters, very fun music, and it's going to be, I think, a fun time this summer, which is great.
And that runs July 18th through the 27th.
Mm-hmm.
But this weekend
is auditions.
Auditions for it.
Yes.
All right. Let's see. You said something there. No, I forgot.
Said something brilliant.
It was something. Does it help when they come in character dressed as a character?
No, we actually definitely don't.
Normally
encourage that. Okay. Yes.
All right. I was just wondering when I show up. Excuse me, if somebody was to show up.
Yeah.
The importance of being earnest. This is a classic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Classic play, been around for 150 years. We're very excited to. This is the third time it will be performed at the Racine Theater Guild, but it's been since the 70s since it was performed. So Algernon Moncrief and, oh my goodness, I'm going to forget his name, Jack Worthing, kind of competing against each other to win the favor of two different ladies, but they're pretending to be other people, specifically a gentleman named Ernest. So it all is a farcical, very witty, very comedic play that is just so beloved by so many people, myself included.
Yeah, I was going to say this is one of Jocelyn's favorites.
September 5th through the 21st. And you are you going to audition for any of these?
I may. Who knows?
All right.
No guarantees.
Dracula. Now, people don't realize the original horror movie Dracula from 1931 was originally a Broadway play. And on Broadway, Bela Lugosi played Dracula. That's how he got... In those days, you did it on Broadway, you get the movie role.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't a big deal.
Unless you're Julie Andrews, apparently.
Oh, yeah. didn't get My Fair Lady.
No, she did not, but she did get Mary Poppins. So
and here's
everything
the thing.
Worked out.
Everybody in My Fair Lady won an Academy Award for their acting, except... Audrey Hepburn and Julie Andrews got it.
For Mary Poppins.
I mean, that was like karma, wasn't it?
Yep.
But
what a time.
In all fairness, she wasn't a name at the time.
Right.
They needed a big name on the marquee. And Audrey Hepburn didn't even do the singing.
No.
You know who did it?
I can't remember.
Marnie Nixon.
Marnie. There you go. She did a lot of voices.
Yeah. Her son was Andrew Gold. He had a couple of hit records, but he also did the theme song to the Golden Girls.
Oh. Hmm.
That was his song. And her her husband was a movie composer who composed Exodus and a million other scores. It's a Mad, Mad World, all those scores and everything. Big musical family.
Yeah.
Okay, so Dracula, Comedy of Terrors.
Yes.
This isn't the Dracula with Bela Lugosi. This is a comedy.
This is a comedy. This is very fast-paced, campy, everything's just kind of heightened, super comedic. It's actually only about seven actors, if I remember correctly, all playing multiple roles, running around Transylvania trying to find Dracula, but all of the same characters that people know from the classic story as well.
Opening up this Friday at the Racine Theater Guild. We'll talk more about Legally Blonde, the musical, coming up in just a moment. But first, we are talking about next season at the Guild, because this is the last show of the 87th season.
Yes.
Then you kick off the 88 years.
I know.
I don't know anybody 88 years old.
Don't know anybody 88 years old?
My mother was 92, but she's not here anymore. Oh, yeah, I do. My aunt is 91. Yeah. She was 3 years old when you started the Racine Theater Guild. And it's not where it is now. It was somewhere else.
Yes. Well, we performed all over town before we had our church space that's on the corner of High and Erie Street, the Guild Playhouse. And that was, we were there. We rented a couple of years, but we're there from about 1954 to 1976.
In Milwaukee, they had the Melody Top Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look online, you'll see some of the history of it. They had the biggest stars in movies and TV performed there, and it was a tent.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a big tent, and later on they made it into it was still a tent, but they kind of fortified it a little bit. But yeah, they put on big musicals there with the biggest names in movies and TVs. All right, so we're up to next season, a musical, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang,
then we know the movie, but there was actually a Broadway musical, and I saw it on Broadway. December 12th through the 21st, the big Christmas musical.
Yes, and that will have outreach performances as well for local schools. So if anyone's interested in that, they can sign up their class for that to attend as well. But it's a story of a father fixing up a car for his kids, and the car kind of becomes a magical flying machine and helps save the day and rescue grandpa. And it's just, it's a wonderful story of imagination and ingenuity. So just lots of fun. And we're going to have a car.
maybe. Do you remember who the villain was in the movie?
The Baroness and Baron of...
Right. Do you know the actor?
Oh, no.
He played Goldfinger in the James Bond film.
What?
One of the best villains ever. Yeah. It was Gert Froba. He was the bad guy in Chitty Chitty. It was in Ian Fleming. Ian Fleming wrote Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Mm-hmm. I wrote all the James Bond movies. Oh. And Gert Froba went from Goldfinger to this. That was his next role.
Okay.
All right, Ripcord.
Yes, newer comedy about two women that are sharing a room at a senior living center. One of them does not want the other to stay. She kind of is set in her ways, doesn't like her bubbly personality either. So they make a bet, and they decide whoever wins the bet gets to stay and the other gets to go. So there's a lot of trying to one man up each other in the scheme of who's going to win the bet.
Comedy's tough because it's all in timing when you do
it
a comedy.
It is all in timing, yes.
I mean, you can do a straight play and get away with bad timing, but you can't do it with a comedy.
No, no. And a lot of it, you know, not only obviously the text with a punchline, but sometimes it's the physical comedy or the pause.
Mm-hmm.
The pause you put in sometimes can just make people cackle.
And we play comedians top and bottom of the hour, and you can hear the pause. They know when to stop and start again. Yeah, that's tough. So Ripcord's January 16th through February 1st. The Girl on the Train. I saw the movie. It was great. Mm-hmm. Now, you say this might be a little different, though.
It is based off of the movie and the book as well. It's very theatrical. It will be really exciting because it's not only, obviously, Rachel gets wrapped up in this story of a woman that's disappeared, but she's kind of lost in her own memory and what is reality and what is not. So it's a very theatrical play in the scheme of things. So not only a kind of a mystery and an edge of the seat, what's going to happen, but I think it's going to be challenging but exciting to stage on our stage.
Now, I think, did Emily Blunt, I think, star in the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a great movie, really mysterious. All right, now you got The Hobbit. Now, this is the Lord of the Rings Hobbit stuff, right?
Yeah, yes. Okay. Which is like one of the top-selling books for children of all time. I guess I didn't realize that until I was researching it. But yeah, Hobbit, Bilbo Baggins gets coerced by Gandalf to go on a journey, but he just wants to stay at home and be cozy, and he doesn't want to journey anywhere. And so he's kind of like, why am I here? What am I doing? What do I have to offer? And he learns a lot about that he has so much more to give and to provide than people expect. And it's a wonderful journey through Middle Earth with lots of familiar characters that everyone knows.
And the big show-stopping musical to end the season next year is Pippin.
Is Pippin the
great
musical.
Music in Pippin.
Yes. Wonderful music. And a really interesting storyline, too, of a young man who thinks he knows what he wants. And again, throughout the show, learns what's truly important, as far as it's not fame, it's not fortune, it's who you're surrounded with and who you love and the people that make.
Yeah, Ben Vereen, I think, starred in the original Broadway cast.
Yes.
Great music. And last time you found out the Jackson 5 had a hit song.
I did. I learned that through you.
Corner of the Sky. Yeah. Jackson 5 had a hit record with that. That's next season. Mm-hmm. This season, the big showstopper is the big finale is Legally Blonde, the musical. Do you ever get distracted during the show? Because you could tell people to shut their cell phones off. 1 million. You can scream it in their face. You can point fingers at them, and people don't turn them off. I was at a funeral yesterday. They said, please turn off your cell phones. Right in the middle when they're doing a very touching tribute to Ron. Right in the middle. And the lady couldn't find the phone in the purse.
Oh, no.
And it kept going on. And I felt like saying, shut the phone off. I mean, they were told to do it. Did you get distracted at all?
I mean, phones definitely happen. but I honestly think it's mostly between other actors. We'll try something new or have a different moment and someone will break on stage or we'll just be laughing at each other. So that's really where I get distracted.
Do you break each other up sometimes?
Oh, all the time.
In rehearsals, there have been a couple of rehearsals that I've been at where someone tries a little improv.
Yeah. My castmate,
how
Logan,
do you improv?
Does it all the time.
Your line is dependent on the line before you.
It's just a little, like, ad lib here and there. So, like, in the middle of a line, there will be something added. Or when someone else is talking and we are just acting.
Pretending to have a conversation on the side. Yeah.
Those are usually real conversations that were just very hushed. So. Yeah.
There have been a few times on Broadway, and I've seen the footage of it, where somebody's cell phone would go off and the actor stops right in the middle and says, give me the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the phone. And the audience likes that because it's kind of funny the way they handle it. They don't handle it in anger, although I'm sure they're pretty angry. But give me the phone. Give me the phone. You'll get it back later, maybe. And they take the phone and they hand to a stagehand and then they continue with the show. How would you like to do that?
It could be fun. And in the Guild, it's such an intimate space that I really could just grab it, you know?
And then you get the people who sound like they just escaped from a tuberculosis ward. The cough. There's always one of those people in the show who just, they should have taken a cough drop before they got there. But I never ran into a show where people were talking. I never had that.
Yeah, I mean, the really great thing about, again, our space and our theater is that we have a lot of very dedicated patrons that have come time and time and time again, you being one of them. And we have a lot of new people that come through the door, and it's their first theater experience, or they haven't been to theater in a long time, or they've never been in our space. So it's always interesting how people react to the show, or are good audience members, or maybe not good audience members, or what have you.
My parents, not so much my father, he came to a few of them, but I went to a ton of Broadway musicals growing up in the city, and we always went to these big shows. My mother's first one I remember is Funny Girl with Barbara Streisand. Mm-hmm. She went to. I saw Hello Dolly on Broadway, Miss Saigon on Broadway, 42nd Street on Broadway. I'm trying to think of all the shows I've seen there. There were so many of them, but my mother said, come on, don't go to a movie. We're going to take you to a Broadway musical, and they were cheap. They were like $10 a ticket to go to Broadway. Now, I mean, you need three references from your bank to get a ticket. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang at the box office cost me $125 a seat. And that's what they were charging to go see it. Legally Blonde, the musical, opens up Friday. You can get your tickets two ways and two ways only. Go to the box office at the Racine Theater Guild or go to racinetheater.org. Mm-hmm. Don't do it any other way. If you do it any other way, you'll be sorry.
Yeah.
So those are the two ways to do it. I can't wait for it. Mine are the 31st. You should know your lines by then.
Fingers crossed.
Megan Benson is here with her family in the show. Legally Blonde, the musical. And, of course, we thank Jocelyn Fish, Director of Marketing and Development for the Racine Theater Guild. If you missed any part of this, it's going to be podcast probably tomorrow. And you can relive some of the music and the talking about Legally Blonde. And next season. Gee, I forgot what the first show was next season. Listen to the podcast. You'll hear it. Thank you, ladies, for coming.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.